It's kind of a mixed thing, and I love the opportunity to explain this to people, but the first thing that people need to understand is what a RTO is, a regional transmission organization, because that's MISO is one of those. And this is sort of a evolution of what RTOs used to be, but about 20 years ago, it started being a way to have all the utility companies join one of these RTOs. And, you know, if you imagine your utility company, if something goes wrong with a plant or something, they have to have backup to keep your lights on.
Sure. So you can,
they can share everything. Yeah. They don't need so much reserve.
I was going to say they can move power around. They're sort of like a wholesaler or no? Do they sell the power?
They run a wholesale market, all of our utilities. They have their own generation, their own transmission, but they've turned over operations of the transmission to these RTOs, and their generation, they bid into that RTO's market and then buy back out of it. So they're always using whichever is the cheapest generation. North Dakota isn't actually in two RTOs because they follow utility lines, not state lines. And SPP is one of them, and most of our co-ops would be through SPP. And for that, people should kind of think of from North Dakota and just a sliver of Minnesota down to like northern Texas and a bit of New Mexico and Louisiana. MISO, which is the one we want to talk about, has a lot of those same states, but going further east to places like Michigan and Illinois and even Mississippi.
All right, last question on the last question on this. Before we go to the potential rate hike in MISO, do you have the option of opting out? Can you say, hey, MISO, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to go to another one of these regional transmission organizations?
The utilities could, not the government, but the utilities could. But frankly, one utility explored that possibility. Once they join, they become so interconnected, it becomes almost impossible. They're kind of stuck there.
Got it. And meanwhile, MISO's got a little bit of a gun to our head, do I understand correctly, about some concerns you have on rate hikes here?
Yeah. So MISO is building out just enormous amounts of new electric transmission lines. And they've been doing this for about 10 years, but they've really picked it up starting last year. They've got four or five, they call them tranches of these. The first one was about $11 billion of various transmission lines. The one that we're protesting is, I think, 24 projects totaling about $22 billion. And frankly, if you look through it, these are mostly being done to interconnect wind to the system. And the reason that they're doing it is because some of the states have either mandates or objectives to go to a certain percentage of renewables by a certain year. And the RTOs are, especially MISO, is trying to help these states meet their mandates. And I don't want North Dakotans to have to pay for mandates that Minnesota's legislature or some of the other states in MISO have dreamed up, because we don't have that kind of a mandate or an objective, so we ought not be paying for these.
That makes total sense. So we're not benefiting from it. You know, it costs more. Yeah, I get it. What do we do about it, Randy?
Well, we're challenging that because these regional transmission organizations, their tariffs are regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So we're bringing a legal case challenging that these projects do not meet the tariff requirements to be assigned to everybody. That they should be, we're saying, if you want to build these projects, assign them to the beneficiaries, which are not North Dakotans. And so we will see how that plays out, and it'll be an interesting case. But the North Dakota PSC is unanimously behind this effort and working to not have a big rate increase for our people in order to satisfy other states' mandates.
Yeah, again, the mandates are the issue here. They're not our problem. They're somebody else's problem. Charge them more for their mandates and, you know, portion it out. You know, if they've got a mandate, okay, it's going to cost you more for the mandate. Shouldn't cost us. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
A listener says, sounds like MISO is the ELCA of power companies. You really got to think about that one there. But a little Protestant humor for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what else I was going to ask you about. First of all, we need more power, right? So the fact that MISO is building out all this capacity and these transmission lines is a good thing in the end, but we shouldn't pay more than our fair share. But we need that power, don't we, Randy?
Well, to an extent, it's a good thing. But just connecting another wind farm right beside another, an existing one, for instance, if it's not windy, it's not windy. Neither one of them is going to do anything. And so some wind in the system is really important. I think we've more than saturated that market. And so except for some rare instances, I'm not seeing a strong need to build a bunch of transmission lines at over $2 million a mile to hook up a lot more wind farms right now. What we need is the baseload capacity so that when it's not windy, we can still meet our needs.